We are joined on the phone right now by Brandy Vesna. Brandy, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Always great catching up. So I want to ask you about your new tune, Thinking About You. This is an awesome song. It's big. Congratulations to the release. I know it's an exciting time. Tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of how this one came to be and the story behind this one.
Okay, so this one I wrote with one of my pals out of Alberta, Buddy Elliott, and Styles Howery. Wrote it over Zoom. He's in Nashville, she's in Alberta, and we just had an opportunity to come together and write something sweet. It's about missing somebody. I know there's lots of people on the road, traveling. You know, relationships, you know, would take us different places, but this one's truly kind and sweet and meant to be like an enjoyable vibe.
No, I love it. It's a great song. Have you had an opportunity to play this one live in some capacity? And kind of how's that been like for you? Because I know kind of emotions can be pretty high when you play a new song for the first little bit to a live audience. Have you had an opportunity to play this one?
Yes. And you know what? I've been making a lot of content videos with my brother. He's my guitar player. Mm-hmm. So it's been nice to be able to practice and play it. And then play it live. I like playing guitar to this one. It's fun. And the melody's super catchy, so I can, like, get right into it.
Love it. That's awesome. I know everyone's going to continue to love this one. And I'm curious what's kind of on the way for the next little bit. Obviously, we're into November now. My goodness, it seems like October just flew by. But kind of the end here, 2024, but what's kind of the next little bit look for you? Are you already planning shows and that kind of thing for 2025? What's on the way for you in the next little bit?
Yeah, so I'm performing at the Manitoba Country Music Awards
nice.
This year. I am planning on doing some touring. I really, really want to create a solid touring route into Alberta this next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be releasing an EP in 2025.
Nice.
And there's just a lot of great things. I just showcased at Breakout West in Saskatoon, so I made some incredible relations and looking to book different festivals across the country. So things are really on the horizon right now.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of cool things on the way for you. You mentioned the Manitoba Country Music Awards. I'm trying to keep track of when all the different provinces are having their awards, but it's different times throughout the year. So tell us a little bit about the Manitoba Awards. When are those taking place, and where are those located this year?
So ours are always in the fall. Okay. It's November 10th at the Club Regent Center, which is, they have a lovely stage, and it's like a nice, it's really small and sweet. It's quite intimate. That's happening November 10th. It's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, those are coming up very, very soon. If people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, you said that you record some videos with your brother and do different content. How can people follow along? Your Instagram, TikTok, that kind of thing. How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Both. Come on in. I like Instagram the most, but I'm on TikTok, Facebook, wherever you enjoy. I have a lot of content on all of those platforms.
Awesome. And everyone can follow along with what you're up to. It's an exciting time with the release of the new tune, and sounds like a lot of awesome things are on the way for you. Brandy, we really appreciate your time. As always, always great catching up, and take care and all the best. We'll chat soon, I'm sure. Thanks again for your time.
Right on. Thanks for having me, Matt.